Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Monday, September 26th. Chag Sameach to anyone celebrating Rosh Hashanah. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Rob Litters, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about the electrification of Hertz, the car rental giant, as well as Lorcana, which is Disney's push into a massively lucrative and expansive trading card market. Rob's going to break down these stories for us. But before we get into all that, let's take a quick look at what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lackin'. All right, first things first. Apple Music is sponsoring the Super Bowl halftime show this year. This is a big deal. It's a big deal, not just because it marks the first time in, I think, a decade that we will not be having a Pepsi halftime show, which, by the way, notched 120 million viewers last year, but it represents a continued expansion of big tech into sports and live sports. Amazon started exclusively streaming Thursday Night Football this year. Apple's been streaming some baseball games, and now we got this. I expect we'll see some more. What do you think?
Absolutely. The first results, it sounds like, from Amazon's Thursday Night Football have been huge. And one thing I was thinking about is, like, it gives them a chance to really improve their subscriber density within certain regions. Like, different teams play every Thursday night, which means different regions of fans are going to want to tune in every Thursday night.
Interesting. Anyways, moving along, Google CEO Sundar Pichai referencing light cost cuts to things like swag and employee outings and holiday parties told employees in an all-hands meeting that he remembers a time when Google was small and scrappy. These employees reportedly were kind of expressing some annoyance over these cost cuts. And he said, this is a quote, "We shouldn't always equate fun with money." And I just think this is kind of what you get when, you know, your employees get used to a decade of three catered meals a day and a laundry service. And then when the economy turns sour and they can't give out free t-shirts anymore, this is kind of what happens.
100%. Yeah, that Google kitchen is no joke.
Yeah. All right. With winter coming, so are the holiday movies. This year, Hallmark is dropping 40 originals, Great American Family, 17 originals, Up TV, 17 originals, Lifetime, 26 originals. Of course, Netflix will have some of their own. For actors, these holiday movies are a great way to make fast money because they take up apparently just a few weeks to film a lot of these made-for-TV holiday movies. And apparently, female leads make up to $300,000 per flick, and male leads up to 200,000. So a lot of holiday movies coming out soon. In other news, MIT, Harvard, Stanford, and LinkedIn released findings from a five-year study of over 20 million LinkedIn users that expands on our understanding of how weak ties, as in like connections to others, positively affect job mobility almost twice as much as strong ties. Obviously, there's some inherent bias here with the study basically just highlighting the fact that to get more jobs, you should be spending more time on something like LinkedIn, which is what one expert was kind of explaining in response to the study. But it is an interesting finding. And also, James Earl Jones, who voiced Darth Vader for around 40 years, is stepping down in place of an AI program. And an electric G-Class Mercedes will launch in 2024. The current gas-powered base model of the G-Class, which is like basically their Jeep wagon that you see around, starts at $140,000. So I just brace for impact on the price tag of the electric one. But speaking of, you know, electric cars, Rob, want to tell us a little bit about what is going on with Hertz?
Yeah, so Hertz has been on this warpath to make a quarter of its fleet of rental cars electric by 2024.
And this is a big fleet, I imagine.
It is a big fleet. It's roughly 425,000 vehicles. So a lot of vehicles that we're talking about here. And obviously, you know, Hertz, Enterprise, Avis. I think those are probably the three biggest names in rental cars.
Yeah.
When you get to the airport, you can kind of get directed there. And Hertz is usually one of the top choices. It's a really interesting move, I think, by Hertz for a number of reasons. So just to give some specifics here, the kind of big headline is that they signed a deal with GM that would give them the ability to buy, I think, up to 175,000 vehicles.
Electric vehicles,
exactly. So think like the Chevy Bolt, like that's a GM model that they would be able to buy there. They've previously signed deals with Tesla that allowed them to purchase 100,000 Tesla vehicles. And a Swedish electric vehicle automaker called Polestar for 65,000.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of those around the streets.
Yeah, so you're probably going to see a lot more once this deal goes through with Hertz.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, I think the obvious part of this is it will give them kind of recognition as the go-to rental car company for the environmentally conscious consumer.
Sure.
Apparently, both Enterprise and Avis are preparing to push hard into EVs as well, but I don't think they've firmed up any contracts yet or any deals.
Mm.
So this kind of recognition for Hertz might be short-lived. The other thing is it gives them some credibility from investors for supporting ESG initiatives, which is always nice.
Yeah.
The cool thing is what it could do for the automakers. So I wasn't even thinking about this, but Steve Carlisle, this guy who's the president of North America at GM, basically likened this relationship to a kind of trial period for renters. Like they can essentially try a Chevy Bolt or whatever the EV is, see if they like it. And his hope, and I think the reason that GM, Tesla, and Polestar kind of signed these agreements is that people will love these cars so much that the next time they buy a vehicle, they end up purchasing one of these.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point, not something I was thinking about.
Yeah, and then I think the other thing that's crazy, that like we talk about EVs, I feel like on this podcast all the time and in the newsletter, only like 1% of the cars on the road right now in the US are fully electric. Like I think that often gets overlooked. It's a tiny, tiny portion of the number of cars on the road. But at the end of the day, like EVs are just expensive right now. And the more that people can kind of get experience with them through other means and the prices can come down, I think that'll really help stimulate EV sales down the road.
All right. So everyone obviously knows what the Walt Disney Company is.
Oh, yeah. The House of Mouse.
Yeah, the House of Mouse. But I don't think everyone is necessarily aware of all the different lines of business that are under the Disney umbrella and the different things that they are trying and testing out, one of which is a big play in the trading card space that can potentially be very lucrative looking forward. So, Rob, you wrote about this today. What are we looking at here?
Yeah. So earlier this month, Disney had this fan event called D23. Ultimately, they released the first batch of trading cards from this upcoming game, Lorcana, and they're already fetching over $2,000 per card on eBay, which is just
physical cards.
Exactly. Think like Pokemon cards, Magic the Gathering. Like that's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
And Lorcana was made by Disney in collaboration with Ravensburger. And if that name sounds vaguely familiar, it's probably because you've seen it on the side of a board game that you own. They've been around for like 150 years. They're pioneers in the board game space. And this game, Lorcana, is expected to come out in 2023. Very little has been released about how the game is actually going to work, but there have been some hints that have been revealed about who the characters will be and where it will take place. Disney representatives confirmed it's really going to pull from the company's classic animated characters, not so much some of their new properties like Marvel and Star Wars.
Okay.
And then as far as where it takes place, nobody really knows for sure, but analysts believe that Disney Mirrorverse, which is a mobile game that the company released in June, could kind of provide some hints there. Like it's kind of like this magical wonderland type setting that they believe Lorcana could kind of be based in.
Fun. So it's kind of like, I guess you said, you mentioned Pokemon. It's kind of like Pokemon with Mickey Mouse and friends.
Totally. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting. I could see that being fun.
100%.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Mouse going up against Buzz Lightyear or whoever. Like, that's a great concept.
Yeah. So we'll see where they go with it, but the possibilities are endless.
And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself subscribed at thehustle.co. Have a marvelous Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.